houses. You dream about the two houses website, and I downloaded the transcription, and then Brother Mark in Togo sent me an audio of it, and I listened to it. It's a dream about the two houses, the two houses that were there, and then there was a bulldozer standing between the two houses. And according to the dream, if I'm not correct, Sidharita and Ramak can correct me. As they looked at it, the building, the two houses, from the outside, they looked the same. There was nothing significantly different from the houses looking from the outside. But according to the dreamer, she perceived that the interior, the things inside, were very much different. Okay, yes. Okay. Thank you, Brother Ramak. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Rita did
And it
not see
was
the
that,
inside of the house.
yes, but the outside looked the same, but that she perceived that the inside had, they are quite different, the old house and the new house. The thing that caught my attention again, as of being reminded, was that were to make a choice, he says, choose the two houses. That will mean that if you looked on the outside, you may not be able to make a proper choice. But if you can see, look further and see inside, then you'll be able to make a better choice if you saw the inside. And along with the instruction to choose, whatever house you choose, the other will be destroyed. If you choose the new house, the old house will be destroyed. And if you choose the old house, the new will be destroyed. And it also indicated that if it is destroyed, you will not be able to get it, but you cannot review, you cannot call back your choice. So whatever you choose, that will be it. And as I began to look at that, now this dream was in 2010, and where we are now is 2024. That is how many years gone by?
14 years.
That is 14 years. 14 years have gone by. Now I'm asking myself, because I had this dream was shared in Sierra Leone. I remember in Sierra Leone, I was there in a meeting, Brother Mark, Sister Rita, and this dream was shared there too. I can't remember which year Sierra Leone was. But looking at it from the date of the dream, it's 14 years. So I'm saying to myself, what is happening? What choice have I made? What choice have I made? Or at the time that I had the dream, God was saying, make a choice. So did I make a choice? And what was my choice? And am I still, has the old house been destroyed? If I chose the good house, has my old house been destroyed? If I chose the bad house, so to say, am I enjoying the new house? And I'm wondering. And it doesn't seem to fit very well to me. But as I began to look at it, the question is, who is going to destroy? What does the bulldozer stand for? And that is where I have a word to give. What is the bulldozer? Who is going to operate the bulldozer? And as I began to look at that, I could hear God telling me that that is a very important aspect of the operation of the bulldozer in my hands. God is wanting me to press the button on the bulldozer to be able to destroy the old house. So it's not enough for me to say, I choose the new house. I choose the better house. I choose the spirit. I choose to be like Christ. It's not enough to just make that to make that confession. But there is a practical aspect, and I begin to see that it has a word that says mortify the deeds of the flesh. And that is a word. I think it's somewhere, can you help me find it? Somewhere in Colossians. And it says that we are going to mortify. To mortify means to kill. It's a very you know, flat word. Mortify means to kill. Mortify means to destroy. Colossians. Maybe we can open to that scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, thereabout. Colossians 3, verse 5. Okay. Okay. Praise God. Maybe I read from verse 3. It says, "For ye are dead. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." It's a verse that Brother Mark likes a lot. That verse is what Mark said. Yes. "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." And it says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Amen. That is talking about the new house. Amen. A house that is going to, you know, comfort in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it now says there in verse 5 as to how am I going to get this done. So it says, mortify therefore. For the reason that you want to appear, amen, you want to appear with him in glory. For the reason that you want to appear with him in glory, he says what to do. For the reason that you are choosing the new house, the house of the Spirit, the house that will please God, the house that is what to choose. For that reason, what you have to do is mortify your members which are upon the earth. Amen. Which are upon the earth. And the earth is where we are. There's a present condition where we are in. That the present, actually, we are of the old house. It's not that there is a new house out there, but we are already part of the old house, the house of flesh, the house of religion. Already we are there in that old house. And if we are making a choice to choose to continue to be in the old house, or to leave the old house and get to the new house, which is the house of the Spirit. But to do that, We, and I know we understand that it is not by our own hands. It is by the help of His Spirit, by the help of the Lord. We have to mortify, say, mortify your members which are upon the earth. Destroy the old house. Amen. Destroy it. And again, he begins to name the things that the walls and the walls, the windows, the furniture. So these are the things, these things here are the furniture, the things that constitute the old house, which you are to destroy. The windows, the walls, the chairs, the bathroom, everything is now written down. They say that, which are these? It says fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Amen. Then verse 6 says, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. That's talking about destruction. So at the end of the day, that old has to be destroyed eventually. Amen. And he said, for the which ye also walked some time when you lived in them. In some more of the things there, the constituent of the old house. He names them there, but now ye also put off these and one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man and his deeds. Amen. So the Lord is trying, is impressing on my heart to remind me and remind us probably that we have a part to play, a part of agreeing with God, a part of allowing Him, allowing these things to be taken out of us. So the old man, we are already in that old house, and God is saying to us, let that old house be destroyed. Let this body of sin be destroyed. Let this nature of sin be destroyed. So let us begin to, as much as we can, call Him to it. Amen. You know, there is a situation in the Old Testament where they were digging up and sanctifying one of the prophets, and then when they saw a grave, they will identify the grave and they will go and dig it up. Amen. It happened in the time of Josiah, one of the cases. They were digging up the graves and they were exhuming the bones of the false prophets and burning them. Amen. So we have to go look at it and call the attention of the Lord so that He is going to, God wants to destroy this old house, but we have to identify those parts, these natures in our souls. We need to ask the Lord to come in and to wipe us clean, clean us up. And then we are going to become the new house. Wherein they were looking for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. That new house is the new, is the house from heaven, wherein dwelleth righteousness. God bless you, brethren. Amen.
Amen. That
Thank you.
word evil concupiscence means longing for the forbidden, longing for things that should be forbidden. You know, I like that phrase. I never thought of that before, Brother Edie. press the button to move that bulldozer. Press the button. Get it to destroy the old house. In other words, it's in our hand to do it. Thank you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, can you hear me, Brother Mark?
Yeah.
Joanne and I one time were talking about the two houses and how it's all through the scripture. Of course, Nimrod was the first one to build the old house, and what happened? It was destroyed. And then Nimrod's descendants tried to resurrect it, and they were destroyed in the time of the flood. And then if you come down to the lineage of David, after David passed and Solomon became king, and then Solomon was passing on, and what happened? You had two houses again. You had Solomon's son Rehoboam in Judah and the 10 tribes under Jeroboam. So there were two houses. And what happened to the second house? Israel was totally annihilated. And so all through the scripture, you have the two houses. And then you come down to where Jesus talked about the two houses. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish built his house, their two houses, upon the sand. And so we're seeing the evidence of it now, but it's coming down to the wire where everything that is built upon the sand, that is built upon man and flesh, is going to be destroyed. But only that which is built upon the rock, Christ Jesus, will remain and abide and be that new house, that everlasting house, that city set on a hill, the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Praise God.
You know, it was about 10 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but I remember looking and finding that I had said that, and I wrote it down somewhere. What I wrote was the Lord had showed me that people are making decisions now and moving into the place that they will be, and that's the place that they will be at the end time. So we are making those decisions. I guess that would be another way of what Brother Edie said. We are moving to one house or the other. And once that decision is made, we will not be able to retract it.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Let me, Rita has something to share here. Hold on, let me make sure. Okay.
I just wanted to add that the choosing of the house it's not necessarily just a one time I choose this. It's a daily, continual choosing of the house, the one that you're going to be in. And as we daily choose, we're either going to move one direction or we're going to move the other direction. And it's a continual pressing in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.